following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Fausto wanting to say thank you for your continual support to Refuge Family here in Huntington Beach. I am the Spanish pastor. I'm privileged to serve our community that speaks Spanish and abroad. I want to thank you for also keeping your faith and to allow the Lord to minister to your heart. Psalms 11:3 says, "If the foundations are destroyed, what is there for the righteous to do?" Foundations, so important. I'd like to speak to you about the foundations of our Christian faith, which is the Word of God, prayer, fellowship, and witness. The Word of God, how important it is for you and I to stay close to God by reading His Word, meditating in it, and also allowing the Word of God to be part of your life, is your nutrients for your soul, your heart, your mind, and to do what the Bible says, and to also pronounce and convey to others what the Bible says. Enough of opinions and views of personal approach on things, but rather what does the Bible says. And the more we read the Bible, then the love of God will abound in our hearts. The more we read our Bibles, then the will of God will be our main desire, to be in the center of His will. Paul the Apostle prayer in Philippians 1:9-11 says that the love of God may abound in us in the knowledge of Him, so that we may live a righteous life. In Colossians 1:9-12 also speaks about, may we be filled with the knowledge of His will in all the spiritual wisdom and understanding, that we may walk worthy of Him, pleasing Him in all things, and bringing forth much fruit. So, in the foundations of our Christian faith, the Word of God is vital. Prayer, for us to be people of prayer. The way to pray is to pray and to pray and to pray. And the way to pray better is to pray much. Like we say in Spanish, bastante, bastante oración, much prayer, much prayer. We need to pray. We need to pray morning, midday, evening. We need to pray at all times. Pray without ceasing. Pray that we may not enter into temptation. Prayer, a way to communicate with God, to be connected with God, completely aware of what's going on. We're in a spiritual warfare, and we must not get our guards down. Guards up, guards up. The enemy is just waiting for an opportunity to jump and come like a flood. So the Bible says that we need to pray for one another. We need to pray, bringing forth our petitions, our crying out to Him, prayer of intercession, of thanksgiving. Our pleading, our asking should be one of supplications and anguish of our hearts. So I thank you for, again, opening your heart and listen to His voice. God is on the move. We need to spend more time in the Word of God. We need to pray more than ever. And then thirdly, fellowship, the fellowship of the believer, not without congregating together and being able to just see how the Lord works, seeing the glory of God in the life of our fellow brothers and sisters. I am so delighted to know that you are welcome to come and participate at the various services that we have throughout the week here at Refuge Family. So let us know how we can pray for you. Please be aware that we have a Vietnamese ministry as well as a Spanish ministry and, of course, English ministry. We all come together to serve our mighty God and King Jesus. So Refuge Family awaits for you. Let's give the word out. This Friday, we're having the Spanish Winter Resonancia right after the men's breakfast at 11 a.m. with musical guests in Spanish, pastors and leaders who will come and pray for the various needs of the church, the body of Christ, and for the unsaved friends and loved ones as well. The Word of God, prayer, fellowship, and witness. That our witness may be in such a way that the glow of Jesus shining through our faces and impacting through our heartfelt words may touch the people around us. I pray for our neighbors. We pray for the passbyers. We pray for those who are close and those who are far, as we remember them and send them a message through social media. We're able to reach so many people with a message of hope, message of faith, and message of love. May the Lord fill you with so much peace and so much joy and so much love. This month of February is the month of friendship, Valentine's, month of love. May the love of God fill your hearts, and may the love of God show through your life in every deed and in every word in everything that you do. This is Pastor Fausto Fluker, Refuge Family, Spanish Ministry, sending our love to you all the way from South America to North America and around the world. Thank you. God bless you. Amen.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.